Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Britney Spears apologizing to Justin Timberlake.
What?
Ooh, and we have a Zaddy edition of the Battle of the Thirst Traps.
Ooh, also Plies P said he got plenty money to spend his first official date on. But I hear some interference. Gary, is that you? Where you at?
That's me, Brad. Baby, I'm here in Dallas, y'all. So Brad, honey, tell me what's the tea, girl?
Hey, Gary.
Hey. Well, we're waving at you from the studios here in the A. Now let's get into some dish, y'all. Now it looks like the paparazzi might need to run away as fast as they can when it comes to Kanye West. So there's been a lot of controversy surrounding Ye and Bianca Censori's marriage, with claims that Mr. West is shown to be a bit of a controller, you know, with his behavior towards his new bride. But only one reporter had the courage to step to him and ask him what's good on his way to support Charlie Wilson's Walk of Fame ceremony. So take a look at this video obtained by TMZ.
Hey, Kanye. How you doing? It's good to see you. People want to know if Bianca has her free will. Some people are saying you're controlling her.
Now, Kanye did return the phone, but not after reprimanding a reporter about questioning him about his wife, and also told her she should know better than to run up on a black superhero like that because, you know, there's rules.
I would have snagged
it. I know, it's weird. This is one of those times where it's like, I feel like I understand what Kanye's doing. If somebody's always running up on me and always throwing cameras in my face and trying to ask embarrassing questions just to get a rise out of me, eventually that's going to bother you.
You don't have the right to snatch it. You have to figure out how to ignore them. Speak from someone who's been to prison before for fighting. You cannot do that. Because, I mean, that girl could sue and say her fingernail broke.
Yeah.
And that's going to cause her mental anguish and pain and suffering for the rest of her life, and she can get paid forever.
Well, on to another celebrity that is speaking out, Britney Spears.
Uh-oh.
Surprisingly, Brit apologized to everyone she might have offended in her memoir, The Woman and Me. Guys, and that includes her ex-boo, Justin Timberlake. BritBit posted a video of JT promoting his new singles, Selfish and Sanctified, on The Tonight Show with the caption, Brad, would you please hit us with that Brit?
Yeah, if I offended any of the people I genuinely care about, I'm deeply sorry.
Bye.
I also wanted to say I am in love with Justin Timberlake's new song, Selfish. P.S. Sanctified is wow, too.
All right, so now, if you've been keeping up with all things Britney, you know her fans were triggered by Justin and the title of his single, Selfish. So instead of listening to his new track, they pushed play on her single from that 2011 album, Femme Fatale, also titled Selfish. And it made the top 40 on the U.S. iTunes chart last Thursday, same day JT released his single. Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well. I'll be damned.
But why is she apologizing for her perspective from her book?
Yeah, like...
That's crazy.
Be being sarcastic, baby. You know how the girls do it, honey. Oh, I apologize. And you're really not apologizing, but you're saying you're apologizing, honey, just to get people started to talk. And, oh, poor Britney and whatever. But she knew exactly what she was doing to sabotage him. So, girl, do what you gotta do. I apologize, too.
But it does seem like Britney does kind of have a hot and cold mood swing kind of thing.
Does. She does.
And maybe she had time to think about the things she said in her book, and she really truly misses, dude, now that you dancing by yourself at your crib. Mm. You know what I mean? But I think when she hears his voice, it rekindles something in her heart and spirit.
Mm. Child. Mm-mm. Keeping this dish hot, y'all. Let's get into
Battle of the Thirst Traps,
the Zaddy edition. This is for you, Gary.
Hey.
First up, we have throwback R&B sensation Craig David. Yes. Y'all remember his hit from 2007 days? Well, he hit the gram basking in the sun topless, giving us beard, skin, and voice. Check him out.
Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. Wednesday. We will make it up by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
It's giving Zaddy vibes, though.
He frowned up like he was really singing.
Yeah, but we know he's not singing. But for him, you know, he was holding this, you know, he held it, Brad.
He's singing that song like when he's trying to describe a song. You know that one song, you know, on Friday, you know? Like he's telling people about the song.
We don't remember him like he wants us to know what he's saying.
Yeah.
That's like me, like, what's up, how you doing? I'm the Brat.
Okay, in that time.
That's what he gave.
Yeah, like,
that's what he gave. But he still look good,
he still looks good, though. He does, he does.
Yeah. All right, next up is Craig's competition. It's Miss Halle Berry's man, Van Hunt. She posted a picture of her man perched like Gary with his legs crossed.
Not like Gary.
And the caption, come through legs.
We like Van.
Here's the thing, though, about this photo is like, look at his upper thigh. Why is his upper thigh so light and at the knee down is so dark? What is going on?
It's just shade.
It's just the shade?
Yeah. But why are we looking at his thigh that hard there, Mr. Tanner?
I'm just looking at a photo in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Moving on.
All right. Well, ladies, looks like Plies is ready to date. Now, the Busted Baby rapper shared on social media that due to his upbringing, he's never been on an official date.
What?
He posted a video on IG serenading the ladies by singing a rendition of My, My, My by Johnny Gill with the caption, ladies, 2024, I want to go on my official first date. My life and upbringing has been a little rough. I just want to experience this. Love y'all. And I did it like that, because that's how Plies really sounds. Mm. It's an act. Here's the thing. I find it hard to believe that this man has never been on a date.
Me too. Like, what has he been doing all of this time?
I feel like...
I think he's been in relationships this whole time.
The whole time? Even then, I feel like there's some women who jumped in the comment and like, well, what did we do then?
Right.
Where did we go?
Plies need to stop it. I knew somebody who he allegedly dated, but that's another story.
Don't you
My
do that,
My thing is this,
I
now,
do
you
too.
Talking about your... You talking about your upbringing, honey. If your upbringing was whoremongering with a bunch of women and dating a bunch of women and going out with them, honey, well, then you dated, Plies.
You know, dates are different things to people. Mm. Sometimes a date is like, yo, we went, got food and had sex. Some people, like, you know, do a courtship thing. Yeah,
right,
like,
right,
everybody has
right.
a different interpretation of what that is. So,
yeah, true.
I don't know. I know his comments and his DMs is going to be overflooded.
And I also appreciate the Plies song.
A lot of people appreciate him, Otemo, because they say he got his new teeth now and he's looking better.
Well, he had these new teeth for a minute, right?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on. It's time for a...
Dish debate!
All right, y'all. Well, baby... Well, it looks like rapper Amaretta the Great is trending again online, again after showing just how much she is a ride or die for her man. So recently she had an interview and claimed that she had no problem holding down her bae while he's doing this insane amount of time in jail. And take a look.
So if a guy gets sentenced 27 years, you gonna stay?
I ain't going nowhere. Okay, because we broke up right now, because I don't want people, because I'm really innocent, no bees. I'm going to be with him. Like, I ain't going to leave him, like, in jail.
Did her boyfriend really got 27 years? Or was that a hypothetical question?
I almost don't know. Usually, you got to do something pretty significant to get 27
Like
years.
Murder?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how long. Okay, Brad, answer that question. Would you want to be held down if you was in jail?
Yeah, everybody in jail want to be held down. What do you mean?
Really?
Yeah.
No, ma'am. Go on about your life, because I'm going to find somebody in jail. So why would I want you to wait?
Yeah, but I'm not waiting.
How long?
I'm not waiting 27 hours, 27 days, 20, no.
Well, 27 hours.
If you with somebody, if you with somebody and your spouse or whoever you with, they go to jail for a month.
A month? Can I do a month?
Yeah.
Okay. Tamar, 27 hours is one weekend.
You couldn't do a year? You joking.
I don't think I could do a year.
Shut up. If it was JR, you'd be like, hey, boo, how much money you need on your books?
Okay.
All right, up next, y'all, Griselda Blanco's son slammed Sofia Vergara's ugly portrayal of his mom. Ooh, ooh y'all, this tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
right, Sofia Vergara stars as Griselda Blanco in the new Netflix show Griselda, and Sofia killed this role. Mm. But there's one person who's really upset at her, and it's Griselda's youngest son, Michael Corleone Blanco. Mm. Now, Michael said that Sofia was disrespectful because as an executive producer on the project, she never reached out to him to consult and turned down his help.
Uh-oh.
And Michael's also mad because he says Sofia made his mom look ugly and that his mom was beautiful and everyone called her a porcelain doll.
I mean, she does look like a porcelain doll. I mean, I don't know why people want to attack her. I mean, I saw something at Cracker Barrel and it looked just like how Griselda looked today. So.
Okay.
So that's
that. You know, in that mugshot, she kind of looked like a Colombian, you know, Bobby Hill.
Yeah, Colombian, like, Buddha doll thing.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Let us not forget that she was, like, a drug kingpin. And, like, people aren't walking around in life being like, they ugly. You know, it's like, oh, babe, you're so beautiful. You're so gorgeous.
She just looked hard. She do. And that, right, because that's her mugshot.
How would you guys feel, like, if they made a movie about your mom and the person who played her was not attractive?
I would be upset.
Yeah, I would be upset.
I would be upset.
Wouldn't be because it's acting. So I'm like, honey, it's only acting. So you know what your mama looked like.
But they don't have to make her look ugly.
Exactly. Mm.
Even when they tried to ugly Sofia up to try to play like somebody who's not as beautiful as Sofia Vergara, she's still fine.
Yeah, but Brett, some people do come from Tribe Ugly.
Who would you have cast it as a?
Somebody said Benzino.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh. Roseanne Barr. Now.
Roseanne Barr. Back when she was on Roseanne back in the day.
It's giving Roseanne.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, moving on. Miss Oprah Winfrey turned the big 70 yesterday.
Yes.
Of course, y'all know she had to have a big extravaganza party, right?
Of course.
Actually, she didn't do that. She did the opposite. Oprah shared this video of her running on the beach and wrote on Oprah Daily that after her friends suggested a house party for her, she instead decided to be low-key going through old journals, photos, memory boxes, feasting, savoring, and marveling at the discovery, pain, joy, and wonder of 70 years of growing into the woman that she is.
Oh. So she ain't want no party. She just wanted to go through pictures and stuff.
Mama
that sounds crazy.
The party, it seems like.
That's what she said. You know, she lied. She went to her checkbook to look at all that money she had to pay to Roger P. Henson.
Oh.
That's what that was. Mm.
Well, you know, I would have never known that Oprah was 70 unless, if it wasn't for people announcing it yesterday, I would have had no idea.
So how old you thought she was then?
You know, it's, some people are just timeless and ageless and you just never think about it.
Okay,
I was thinking
60.
I was thinking like low 60s.
I was going to say like upper 50s, low 60s, and then she stopped aging.
Yeah. And now this new lowercase O that we've been seeing since she started dieting and, you know, exercising.
She looks
amazing.
I think if some of us would tell our real age, honey, we would look younger than what we are, too.
How old are you, Gary? Mm.
I'm old enough to know.
Oprah age?
If Gary told his age, he'd turn into a plume of smoke.
And if I told y'all my age, honey, y'all all would, honey, slap y'all wrist and say, damn, I wish I could look this good.
Okay, we'll take your word for it.
Gary, since you're 70 and this coming up, do you have any plans?
I have a lot of plans, but, honey, I don't, you know, Brad, to be honest with you, I still haven't just really mapped it out yet, but... It's gonna be a blast.
I'm gonna get you that BBL for your 70th birthday.
Thank you. Thank you for that BBL, though, Brett. I won't pay you back.
Congratulations, Gary.
All right, y'all, coming up. Marlon Wayans tries Russian yoga and almost turned into a human pretzel.
Oh.
That video plus much more when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all, we all know the Emperor of Mars, Elon Musk, likes to be cutting edge, but now he's giving people implants, not breast implants. This is a brain implant that allows you to control a cell phone or computer just by thinking about it.
Uh-uh.
Elon said on X, which he bought, the first human received an implant from Neuralink yesterday and is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection. The brain chip, which is called telepathy, is installed by a surgical robot and it's meant to help people who are paralyzed. So the idea is that if you can't move your hands or even make words, that you can think them and then the thing will help you communicate. That's the idea.
That's wild.
What?
Oh, yes, I don't like it.
I
don't like
praying fast and stuff right now.
We grew up in church, so that's like the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
And eventually, it's all a trick now to make it seem like it's just for sick people and it's to heal the world and make it a better place. But later, they're going to be able to hit a button and everybody going to stand in line. They're going to control everybody. You're going to have to use that chip to buy food and everything else. It's in the Bible. Y'all probably don't read it.
Revelation.
Yes.
Yes, glory, Tana.
Oh. Brett, I read a thing where they're talking about, it's like, you know, sometimes people break their back and they lose their limbs, but the muscle is still there, the fiber is still there, the nerves are still there. It's just the connection is off.
Tana, you're so pink.
I am very pink.
And that's what your cousins say, honey.
You could put that connection back and maybe they'll be able to walk again. And that's amazing.
Tana, they did that in the Tuskegee experiment, 200 with them damn blankets and things with the Indians. No.
You mixed what? Tuskegee experiment, Thanksgiving.
Take that out!
I don't know, Gary. I don't know about that one.
Gary, you mixed about five different things.
Before we get canceled.
Oh, really?
Okay. Now, if you're not down for brain implants, obviously, Larry, we are not. What about this? Now, Mr. Marlon Wayans says he's on a fitness journey, so he tried Russian yoga. Check this out.
I'm a pleasant. I'm a scorpion.
This is Russian tradition. That's
the
Russian yoga.
The game is just like this. I feel like someone stepped on a bag of chips in my neck.
10 seconds, okay? Two more.
I thought one was
it. Wow, y'all, my goodness.
Oh, Lord, that looks like it's hurt.
If there was a place that did that locally, I'd go right after it.
I'd give it a go. I'd do it once.
It looked painful.
It does look painful.
It just sounds painful because you hit a crack.
I want to see what else he's doing, though. Like, is he doing other kinds of yoga and other kinds of, like, athletic endeavors?
That's not enough for you?
Well, like, this, I thought this was unique, but it's like, I would watch a whole video of him trying out different kinds of fitness stuff.
Because
like,
I am so tight, I would need ropes and people stepping on me in order to get me as loose as I need to be.
Is the sound of crackling satisfying to you, Tanner?
Yeah. I'm one of those Dr. Pimple Popper people. Like, I like to see stuff in the works. I like to see people working it out.
That's why you like that woman with that big booty yesterday.
Okay, look, that's different.
I told you it was a freak. Did I tell you?
No. It's like a fetish thing. Like.
Big booty lady was different. The viewers out there, a lot of people out there have the same curiosity.
No, they don't.
I just want to see it up close and personal. Just see what it do.
Gary, you ever had your back crack like this?
On a regular, yes. Are you crazy?
I know that's right.
That's our out right there. Yes.
Up next, why is a group of parents going to reform school? We dish in on that right after the break.
Period, Paul.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, it's the last story of the day, so...
Dish is coming.
All right, y'all, a few years back, a group of eight parrots at Lincolnshire Wildlife Park in the UK went viral for cursing. Well, they now have to go to therapy, y'all. Zookeepers are putting them in with a group of 92 so-called proper parrots in hopes that they'll stop swearing to fit in with the larger group.
What's probably going to happen, they're going to teach them proper parrots how to curse. And you're going to have 92 cursing parrots plus the ones that came.
I would give anything to go to a zoo with the 92 cursing parrots. Let me have a cursing parrot.
I would love to know where they are.
You want a parrot?
They curse? Get out of my house.
Okay.
I don't know you. Get away from true.
That's you now.
Yeah, but I won't have to say it.
Right.
And I don't have to be there. I can be like, hey, parrot, say that. My mama don't like you.
Parrots are like the original AI. Yeah. You teach it, they learn, you know what I'm saying? And they repeat.
JD has a parrot, and I come in and be like, Brad!
Who taught the bird to say it like that?
Man, it's like, I don't know. They listen, they're very smart. When they hear it so much, they repeat it.
Gary, were you like a naughty parrot growing up?
Yeah, I still is here. I have a cursing habit, so yeah. I can understand those little parrots. Yeah.
You! Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.